انت بتسمع تسعينات اف ام، اجمل ذكريات.
Do you listen to rock and metal? Yet you want to fuel your curiosity for knowing more about underground rock and metal bands? And feeling nostalgic from popular riffs that played in commercials and want to know about? But the problem you have, you live in the Middle East? Well, I get your point. You're lucky because this place is your answer to all your curious questions. Yes, true. Whether you're a beginner or older metalhead, you're in the right place. Stay tuned with Lomi Simmery from Hail Your Voice on 90s FM.
Hail Your Voice مع لميس السمري كل يوم سبت الساعة 10 الربع بالليل على تسعينات FM.
Good evening to all beautiful listeners. You're now listening to Hail Your Voice with Lomi Simmery on 90s FM. Every Saturday at 9:45 p.m., this show presents you a unique, famous, and underground rock, metal, and alternative music. Plus, we'll talk about the band's history and each band's album's process. In today's episode, we'll talk about the band that has been formed in 2004 by five members in Sheffield, England. Although they have been through two lineup changes, we'll discuss about their history and their genre evolution from the core scene to alternative rock and experimental rock scene. Moreover, the musical styles are deathcore, metalcore, alternative rock, and experimental metal. Their musical influences are from Metallica, At the Gates, Every Time I Die, Pantera, Carcass, Norma Jean, and the Dillinger Escape Plan, and Linkin Park. Okay, let's take a break with the first single and second single from their second album. Stay tuned for more. We'll be back.
Let's go.
We're back to Hail Your Voice with Lemmy Summary on 90s FM. This was Chelsea Smile by Bring Me the Horizon, a first track and a second track from their second album, Suicide Season. This song's lyrical content, according to an interview from Coupe du Monde magazine, vocalist Oliver Sykes said it was referring to a point in my life when I wasn't really happy. I could look and see fine, like a lot of people can, but it's hard too. You can't always tell when someone's keeping something inside and not really happy. Bring Me the Horizon's current lineup consists of vocalist Oliver Sykes, guitarist Lee Malia, bassist Matt Keane, keyboardist slash backing vocals Jordan Fish, and drummer Matt Nichols. Okay, let's get into a brief history of Bring Me the Horizon. The name came from a line of dialogue from a movie called Pirates of the Caribbean, The Curse of the Black Pearl, when Captain Jack Sparrow says, "Now bring me that horizon," in a paraphrased way. Bring Me Horizon's founding members came from diverse musical backgrounds within rock and metal, as Oliver Sykes and Matt Nichols had a common interest in hardcore shows and are fans of Norma Jean and Sky Came Falling. When Nichols was in university in Rotherham, he met Lee Malia, who has been in Metallica tribute band before meeting them. And in March 2004, Bring Me the Horizon was officially formed when the members were at age 15 to 17. Later on, former guitarist Curtis Ward and bassist Matt Keane, who was in other local bands, joined the band. Months later, after the formation, they created a demo of the album titled Bedroom Sessions. Shortly after, they released their first EP, This Is What the Edge of Your Seat Was Made For, on September 25th, 2004, through a local UK label, 30 Days of Night Records, and Bring Me Horizon was the label's first signing. It was recorded at Pristine Studios in Nottingham over the course of 2 weeks. Then they recorded extensively after the release of their first EP, and while they were writing new material for the full-length debut album. Plus, due to the number of shows that the band were playing at that time, much of the material was written quickly before recording was due to begin, and they re-recorded 3 tracks from the EP and included into their debut album. Until UK label Visible Noise have noticed the band after release of their EP and signed them for a 4-album deal, in addition to re-releasing the EP in January 2005, which gained the band's significant attention. Okay, let's take a break and we'll be back.
We will never sleep, cause sleeping for the weak, that we will never rest, so we're all fucking dead. We will never sleep, cause sleeping for the weak, that we will never rest, so we're all fucking dead. We will never sleep, cause sleeping for the weak, that we will dead. We will never sleep, cause sleeping for the weak. No, we will never end, so we will fucking end. We will never sleep, cause sleeping for the weak. No, we will never end, so we will fucking end.
I miss you
Welcome back to Hail Your Voice with Lamis Samari on 90s FM. This was Diamonds Aren't Forever, a second single and seventh track from their second album, Seaside Season, which was released on September 29th, 2008. Let's continue. The recording of their debut album was taking place at DEP International Studios in Birmingham with producer Dan Spring. Due to the studio's location in the center of the city, young members were often distracted and would not spend much time in the studio. This meant that each individual member ended up recording the majority of their contributions to the album alone rather than the full unit performing together. Count Your Blessings was released on October 30, 2006 by Visible Noise, and it was later reissued on August 14, 2007 by US label Earache Records. However, this album has received negative reviews by some critics, which was one of the exposures of extreme hate to them. As well, in one of the tours when the band was supporting Killswitch Engage, the fans started throwing bottles at them before the set had even started. Prior to the recording of their second album, the band got signed with Epitaph Records on September 11, 2008. After finishing touring, they were writing a recording of their second album and was produced with producer Fredrik Nordström in Arboga, Sweden. Although Nordström initially was absent from working with them at the beginning of recording due to his dislike to their first album, he turned up midway through the recording process and was shocked by the music they had written, and from the point that it became more involved in the recording process. Plus, he taught them some basic levels of recording and production so they could work through the night. Eventually, Nordström revealed that it was one of the best CDs he has done in years. Moreover, when preparing the music for Suicide Season, vocalist Oliver Sykes and lead guitarist Limalia agreed that this record would be the make or break factor for the band, and that it had to be different from Count Your Blessings. And this album definitely has received mixed reviews by critics. Plus, this album marked as their departure from the deathcore genre, which gradually. Their second album's lyrical content revolves about Oliver Sykes' depression and addiction, as he revealed that he went through a particular problem that made him think about suicide. Okay, let's take a break and we'll be back.
You. Every second.
We're back to Hail Your Voice with Lemmy Summary on 90s FM. This was Blessed with a Curse, an 11th track from the third album. There's a Hell, Believe Me, I've Seen It. There's a Heaven, Let's Keep It a Secret, which was released on October 4th, 2010. This album has received mostly favorable reviews by critics. Let's continue. They went performing to the Taste of the Chaos tour in 2009, although guitarist Curtis Ward left due to a deteriorating relationship with the band and the worsening tinnitus in one ear. As he was born deaf in one ear and was replaced temporarily by guitar technician Dean Rowbotham until they asked bleeding through a guitarist Jonah Weinhoven to join the band as a rhythm guitarist. In November 2009, they released a remixed version of Suicide Season titled Suicide Season Cut Up. After completing most of their writings for the third album in Scotland, they went to IF Studios in Sweden, in March, and worked with producer once again, Nordstrom, to finish most of the recording by June. And this album marked as the beginning of them varying with experimentation, electronic, symphonic, industrial, and choral vocal samples. It featured the guest vocals, the lights, John Franchi, and George Scoggin. Their third album's lyrical content revolves about a man battling his self-perpetuated inner turmoil. As drummer Matt Nichols described the Sykes lyrics as darker and moodier than previous albums. Before they start to work on the fourth album, Oliver Sykes entered to rehab for ketamine addiction, which he revealed in a speech while he was receiving Alternative Press Awards 2014 for Album of the Year. Plus, in a commentary of one of the tracks of lyrical content in the fifth album about his undiagnosed ADHD from 2011 to 2013. After finishing their intense tour in their support of their third album, they returned to the UK for an extended break and start to work on their fourth album. The fourth album was recorded at house in Lake District and they were working with producer Terry Date. Although they intended to release a remixed version of the third album, however, it was cancelled due to the situation with Visible Noise, and they signed with RCA Records on July 30th. During the recording, they included keyboardist Jordan Fish initially as a session member, although his role became a significant role for the band, which made him left his own band Worship, and guitarist John Weinhoven left the band. Let's take a break with our first single in the fourth album, and we'll be back.
We live.
back to Hail Your Voice with Lemmy Summary on 90s FM. This was Chatty Moses' first single and the sixth track from the fourth album, Supernatural, which was released on April 1st, 2013. And this album has received positive reviews by critics. And this single itself released misread lyrics said this is Supernatural, which became meme. This album marked as a new chapter for Bring Me the Horizon, as not only saved fans, it saved Oliver as well, as this album's lyrical content revolves about Oliver Sykes' self-reflection towards his mental health and addiction journey. Unfortunately, we're reaching to our closing time, but their story is not over yet. But before it ends, I will leave you with Sleepwalking, a second single, and a fourth track from their fourth album, Supernatural, which is my favorite track. Write down your messages and opinions on 90s FM's Facebook and Instagram page. Prepared for what I will present for you in next episode, listeners. Same place and same time. I really hope you're enjoying this episode. You rock and hail your voice. Have a great night. Salam.